I'm convinced that the economic future of this country depends on successful small businesses. In fact, the time to start a small business is now.
Live, this is the Steve Henry Show with successful entrepreneur, business coach, and best-selling author of the Playbook for Small Businesses, Steve Henry. Steve is here to help you start, grow, and succeed at any business venture with strategies, ideas, and time-tested business wisdom. Call now with your business questions at 855-STEVE-55. That's 855-STEVE-55. Today, one of the most important questions that our listeners ask Steve: how to seek and obtain capital. Steve's guests are Mark Engel, director of Maricopa Community College's Small Business Development Center, and Candace Wiest, president and CEO of West Valley National Bank. And now, here's Steve Henry.
And here we go! Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On today's Steve Henry Show, we're going to learn how to acquire capital from two of the best minds in finance and how to navigate your small business through the maze of fear. If you're in your car, please keep your eyes focused on the road. You can always take notes on this or any other past show at thestevehenryshow.com. That's thestevehenryshow.com. One of my fears was confirmed 2 weeks ago by a candidate for president, three senators, two governors, and the lead editor of the Phoenix Business Journal, Elena Lowry. In concert with the Business Journal editors across the country, I posed this question. What do you think is the one thing holding up those from starting a business today?
Fear.
Fear. How do we get over that?
Fear and uncertainty.
See, last week, Arizona Speaker of the House, Andy Tobin, echoed similar concerns. I've had the editor last week of the Phoenix Business Journal, Elena Lowry, on the show, and she said the number one thing she gets from the 40 editors across the country, whom of which she speaks to, everyone's holding back.
Yep.
They're holding back, as you mentioned earlier, starting a business because of fear.
Yep.
Would you agree with that?
Well, I do agree. I think that's where my concern is. I mean, let's face it, Steve. There's no reason for the president to be holding back on the Keystone Pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
We're already talking about $4 and $5 a gallon coming this summer.
That's right.
Now, I'm not going to say that the pipeline's going to be ready to go, you know, for the summer. But can you imagine? I mean, so when we're thinking the priority is jobs,
mm-hmm.
but
these are respected leaders, ladies and gentlemen, who just report the facts from where they sit, which happens to be on the mountaintops overlooking the flock of small businesses that graze in the valleys below. As I reported last week, there are about 21 million mom-and-pop small businesses, with another 7 million that employ 5 to 500, for a total of 28 million. Oh, and let's not forget the 1 to 2 million who would love to start their own enterprises, who've been terminated, laid off, or confined to their cubicle by corporate America, waiting patiently for a better economic climate that probably won't arrive anytime soon unless there's an abrupt, profound change in the ship's directional course. Today, we will offer up solutions to combat this hideous trajectory of national leadership that has led us to the state of fear and uncertainty. God forgive me, but ask any mission commander in the battlefield, the confidence required to mobilize a victory begins with the leadership at the top, the generals. We ask one thing from them: provide us a fertile landscape to pursue our dreams, to take the risks we can be confident to succeed. You need to have the best information in order to have the tough decisions that confront you. When available, you'll want to purchase a copy of my new book, Who Are You Listening To? You know, a show like this can provide the education by bringing on high-profile leaders such as yourself and as a support group, but what can government do?
Well, I'll tell you, don't wait for government to solve your problems. If you're going to wait for government, you're going to be in trouble. You got a book, Who Are You Listening To?
Yes.
Those entrepreneurs, if you're compiling for folks to learn, start a business, improve their business.
By surrounding yourselves with America's best and brightest business leaders, you'll receive answers and techniques to help you overcome the fears to start, grow, and succeed in your business. It's a compilation of Q&As from high-profile leaders who share their wisdom and insights on how they became successful in business. Speaker Tobin has it exactly right. Don't pin your hopes waiting on government to help. Instead, surround yourselves with the best successful business leaders and learn from them. We are blessed to have two of them right here live in the studio today to help you have your fears. Mark Engel is the executive director of Maricopa County SBDC. That's the Small Business Development Centers. And Candace Wiest is the president and CEO of West Valley Community Bank. Welcome, Mark and Candace, into the Steve Henry Show.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank
to you. Great to have you here. Candace, who is West Valley National Bank, and what's their contribution to small business in Arizona?
We are the West Valley's only locally owned bank. We have 159 shareholders that are right here in Arizona. We focus on small business, which is 93% of the business community in Arizona. And we didn't take any TARP money. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, we're very well capitalized, very focused on medical, dental, and small business.
Wow. Mark, what's the primary objective of the SBDC?
Our primary objective, Steve, is to help small businesses be successful, okay, creating new jobs, helping them with loans, expanding their revenues and tax base.
Wow. We're going to get into all of this today, ladies and gentlemen. This is some great material. We've got several of your questions lined up that have concurred throughout the week. It's just going to be an awesome show. Anything to do with capitalization of your business, where to go, how to do it, who to ask for, the application process, it's just going to be unbelievably informative. I just want you to know that you're going to have a lot to do today. What's that? Well, it's a growing pain, ladies and gentlemen. Does your business need some extra cash to grow? This could be your lucky day. First thing Monday, I want you to walk into one of three West Valley National Banks and tell them you heard their president live on the Steve Henry Show, and you're ready to get started with your loan application. You know, it's that simple. For all of the information that we're going to give you today, Mark has got some great stuff as well, too. You want to definitely check out our website, thestevehenryshow.com. We offer a free book that's called The Playbook for Small Businesses to also help get you started. When we come back, we're going to dive into all of your questions regarding small business. If you want to start one or if you've got one up and running, you need to know this. It's most important. You are listening to Arizona's number one news talk station, KTAR. We'll be right back right after this.
Check out Steve Henry's complete resources for your life and business at thestevehenryshow.com. Download past shows, read Steve's blog, and get your copy of The Playbook for Small Businesses, thestevehenryshow.com. Here's more with Steve on News Talk 92.3 KTAR.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I just finished reading As Good As She Imagined by Roxana Green. She's the mother of 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green, whose life was taken in the Tucson tragedy. Friends, you don't want to miss next week's story with Roxana, her courage of faith. It begins here next Saturday live in the KTR studios. Have you ever felt the need to ask, why God? Perhaps some of this can be revealed by someone who has lived that question and wrote a bestseller. By the way, Roxanne will be in town next week for a book signing, and I'll be giving the details out soon for several chances to win a copy of her book all week live on The Steve Henry Show. Candace, walk us through the process of a client who seeks a business loan at West Valley National Bank.
Pretty much every client has to have these starter items.
Okay.
Basically, a package should include 2 years of tax returns,
okay,
for yourself and your business, a personal financial statement, a biography telling us who you are and who your business is, and a business plan.
Okay.
And once we get that, really, it goes pretty quickly. But what we find happens is we won't get all the schedules or whatever, so it takes longer. But with a package, really, a bank like ours can get you a preliminary answer within 5 business days.
Wow, that's very good. Now, Mark, you're a former banker, too. I noticed on your site SBDC offers a program titled Identifying Sources of Capital. What's that about?
Well, we actually spend a lot of time with small businesses trying to make that connection with the bank. And
mm-hmm.
So putting together the business plan is an important step that we take in working with Candace and trying to make it possible for her to fund a small business. As well, we deal with all types of lenders, not just
mm-hmm.
banks, but investors, venture capital, angels. We run the gamut from cradle to grave kind of thing with small business. They all need money at different stages, different types
right.
of money.
Wow. Now, a question from Dave. Does it matter what entity label my company has when being considered for a loan? He's an LLC. Does it matter? Do you look at that? Does that have any weight, Candace?
You know, it just depends on what the business is
mm-hmm.
And how they've structured their asset base. We've had a couple of people who want to come in and they have no assets in the LLC and the cash flow comes from another entity.
Right.
There's still a way to do it, but you're going to have cross guarantees.
Okay. Mark in Scottsdale, this is for Mark also. Do you offer any information and assistance to the VetFran program? The founder was Dina Dwyer's late father, Don, who happened to – Dina was on the show, a recent undercover boss. But do you offer the vets anything, Mark, as far as assistance on the VetFran program?
The constituency that we serve is about 15% vets. So
wow.
We do have a lot of vet clients and a lot of successful vet clients in terms of – whatever program that they're looking at as vets to take advantage of, mm-hmm. it still comes back to having a good business plan for that business, and that's where we can help them put together something good.
So we've heard that word business plan here. Is it absolutely critical they have to have a business plan? If they don't have one, are they out the water? They can't get a loan?
No, that's not true. If they're an operating business, really their story is told by their financial statements. Mm-hmm. But if they're looking to expand, we want to see projections. Mm-hmm. What's the income going to look like? You're taking on additional risk. What kind of assets are going to support that loan request? Mm-hmm. And then it'll help us figure out how to structure it, too. So, for example, the guys used to walk in and say, give us a line of credit.
Right.
And then a year later, we'd realize they really used it for a long-term purpose, like equipment or TIs or whatever.
Shame on them. Yes,
but I mean, it's just the understanding of how we've got to deal with the structure.
Mm-hmm. Mark, you spend a one-on-one consultation. You're known for that. If somebody comes to you and seeking a business advice, you're very good about that one-on-one. Do you mention the business plan? Do you help write their business plan?
Yes, we will critique the plan, help them make it better. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, the financial area is the thing that they need most help with. Mm-hmm. And even the existing businesses, they go into the bank and they present their financial statements. They're missing the boat if they're not showing some planning within that. So we will help oftentimes existing business with a set of projections mm-hmm. that will show the bank what the growth plans are and how they get paid back. Not only from historical cash flows, but from projected.
So how much emphasis does a good business plan have, Candace, on that? Mark obviously will mold that like a piece of clay on a potter's wheel, and they're prepared, they're prepped, they come to you with a good plan. That makes all the difference, does it not?
It makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. It really helps us structure it. We love it when they go to Mark's group, basically, to bring in a whole package. Because if you don't, I'll tell you what happens. Most banks have really cut back on resources.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy that has the complete package gets the first attention.
Ah, okay.
Otherwise, it's a game of emails of we need this, we need that.
Right.
So that's where I think it's just critical to work with a good CPA or a group like Mark's to come in with a really strong package right out of the chute.
See, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So, and Mark, that's a free service that this is offered. Is that right? Or is that?
Yep. Okay. It's a well-kept secret, I think.
Best kept. Well, we're going to unveil that right now. How did they contact you, Mark, for the best business plan coaching?
They can go to our website, MaricopaSBDC.com,
mm-hmm. okay.
or they can call our central number. We have one number for 8 offices in the Valley.
Okay. How accessible are you?
Very much so. Mm-hmm. I do counseling one-on-one with clients myself, and I assign all the clients to people within our program. So I try to find a good fit for the customer. If it's a high-tech business, we have a technology specialist in Chandler.
Wow.
If it's a retail store or a restaurant, we have people that have experience in those fields.
Wow.
So we want to try to link up the mm-hmm. client with the right counselor.
Wow. Now, Candace, you're the president and CEO of the only locally owned bank west of I-17, I understand.
Okay.
When you say locally owned, what does that mean?
Well, I think it means a huge difference. Number one, I go on a lot of business calls. And in fact, my cell number is 623-229-8415.
Okay, hold on. Let's get a pencil ready, ladies and gentlemen. This is big. Now, this is for banking now, okay? Banking. You got it? What's that cell number again?
623-229-8415.
Wow.
I answer my own phone.
Wow.
I will call you back. My email is cweast@wvasinvictor.net.
That is incredible. And there's your personal banker. I think you just met the person who could write a business plan for you and a banker who can fund that loan for you right here in the last 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the biggest difference between a community bank and, say, a large Wall Street bank is, say, like Wells Fargo or B of A, is the direct involvement senior management plays in the decision-making process. And the word community means just that. The investment stays local. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. I'm very proud of the fact that we went into Buckeye in 2007 when other people were closing branches. I'm proud of the fact that over the last 4 years in the recession, we grew 15% last year, and we put out somewhere around $150 million in loans to small
wow.
businesses primarily
wow.
at the worst time in history.
And you don't do that by chance. Mark, your organization, too, has grown precipitously in this last decline, has it not?
Yeah, we've benefited from additional funding as part of the jobs bill, that type of thing, and I think that One of my roles was try to expand in Maricopa County. We had one office in Phoenix, and it's a long drive from Avondale. So we just recently opened an Avondale office. I was telling candidates we're starting to get some success over there. So we're pretty excited about that.
See, and this is, again, not all by chance, that's for sure. You know, a recent survey in INC Magazine showed 54% of millennials, those are the 18 to 24-year-olds, would like to start a business of their own someday. That's the highest percentage this age group has ever shown. It's because they know, I believe, what their financial future holds. Owning your own small business is the best way to completely control your financial future. Invest in you. Don't wait. Do it now. You've got the resources here with Mark Engel and Candace Weiss. Amazing information forthcoming. Do it now. This is 92.3 KTAR. We'll be right back with some more great information for your small business.
To start your own business, first, have a rich uncle. Don't have one? How about a rich aunt?
No.
Third cousin who won the lottery? Better yet, keep listening to The Steve Henry Show. Today's topic is raising capital. Here's Steve on News Talk 92.3 KTAR.
Welcome. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the only small business show of its kind in the country. Hey, friends, I heard world-renowned business speaker Ken Blanchard is in Phoenix on Monday. Let's introduce Maya Arneson, founder of Christian Business Networking, to tell us what he's up to. Maya?
We are ecstatic to have Ken Blanchard here. He is actually going to be speaking at our annual networking event coming up on Monday. Uh-huh. And we are inviting all Christian business owners and professionals to join us for not only Ken's keynote, but also for the event to network and connect with other professionals.
Wow. Now, if I'm an attendee to this gala event, what can I expect to gain from this?
Well, we really encourage people to bring a big stack of business cards mm-hmm. and a pen to write on those cards who it is that they are interested in following up with.
Okay.
Because we expect at least probably 500, maybe 600,
of
700
course, yeah.
depending
sure.
on how many people show up. So we are really excited. We have a seminar at 3:30, mm-hmm. and that is by the Alliance Defense Fund. It is the legality of sharing your faith in the marketplace. Mm. And that is perfect for Christians who work, whether it's employees, owners, sole proprietors. If they want to know, what can I do or say in the marketplace when I'm talking about my faith, or HR directors or employers who want to know with
sure.
the Christians that work for them what they can or can't say. And then at 5:30 is when our annual event starts. Mm-hmm. And then Ken Blanchard's his keynote is focused on serving in your business to increase profitability. And mm-hmm. we have, like I said, we've got 500 RSVP'd. And we have open networking and networking exercises to help people connect. And our Christian Business Networking goal is to connect Christian business owners, help them become more profitable, purposeful, and productive.
Beautiful. Now, where is this, and how would they get a hold of you so they can make sure they're there on time?
Oh, great. Well, they can go to our website, christianbusinessnetworking.com. Mm-hmm. It is at the River of Life Church, which is right by 40th Street and I-10. Again, mm-hmm. it's this Monday, the 27th, 3:30 for the seminar, 5:30 for the annual event, and it's sponsored by Integrity Solutions.
Wonderful. We'll look forward to seeing Ken Blanchard and all of you out there. Maya, thank you very much for that. Effort and Flagstaff. Mr. Engel, what's the first step to starting a small business?
Well, I'd have to say that you need to really sit down and decide what you want to do.
Okay.
And the idea stage even precedes that business plan. And you need to really give some good serious thought to the logic of your being in that business. Mm-hmm. Do you like what you're doing? And will you have any talent at it? Are you any good at it? You might like it, but you're not good at it. May not be a fit.
How many people would you say come to you, Mark, in your organization that have no idea what they want to do, but they want to start a business?
Well, I'd have to say a lot. We do about half of what we do with small businesses, with startup businesses, so people in what we call pre-venture.
Okay, very good. Does an individual, Candace, their personality, does that have any significance when applying for a loan?
Oh, I don't think so. I think, you know, we pretty much look for exactly the same thing Mark's just talked about. Do you have expertise in the industry? Do you have a sound business plan? How do you propose to repay it? What's the source of repayment? If that doesn't work, what's plan B?
Mm-hmm. How much capital should I ask for?
Well, I think that depends on what you're going to use it for and what you really need. So, for example, right now, if you're listening and you're renting your building mm-hmm. and you've had your lease for a while, as soon as this show is over, you should find a realtor, look for an office building to buy. because basically prices are just really great right now. And interest rates, this is, I've been lending for 26 years. I've never seen fixed rates this low, particularly through the SBA.
Right.
It's an ideal time.
Gelly in Phoenix asks, Candace, is there an online application I can complete, or do I have to actually go physically into the bank?
Actually, you don't have to go physically into the bank to apply. We can send you our checklist via email. It's very common. That's what people do most of the time now.
So it can be done online. So, but the interactivity is important, you would say.
It is. You know, the other thing we do is a lot of site visits. I actually enjoy going out. I mean, it's one of the things I love about this. And I want to look people in the eye, and we want to have a relationship with them. You know, my line during the recession is the big banks control about 80% of the market
is
in Arizona.
Right?
Yeah. So how's that 800 number worked out for you if you've had a problem during this recession? Banking is about a relationship. So we actually go to our clients, we take a tour of their site, we look at the building they're going to buy. We really view ourselves as a trusted advisor to these folks.
See, there's your difference. Mark, do you spend any time in the field when a new business comes to you?
We do. We often try to meet with the client at their place of business on the second visit. Normally, they find us at our office, and we set appointments to meet with people, find out what their needs are. But that second visit really needs to be at their place so we can kick the tires.
What a valuable tool in the tool shed. Okay, so walk me through this, Mark. I want to start a business. I'm confined to my cubicle, like I said in the monologue. It's time for me to do this. Candace, you've got the best rates. I mean, there's no other better time than now. I come to you or I call you. What do we do first?
Well, once you've gotten through the idea phase where you know what you want to do, then you need to start executing a plan, looking at, is this going to work for us? And that equity thing you talked about is key.
Right.
A good business plan is a key. Having personal credit is important. One of the things that I generally recommend that we do with people is that they pull a credit report, find out where the problems are. When they apply to the bank, we include a copy of that so the banker can see that they're thinking about that.
Wow. So you do the credit report for them, too.
They do a freecreditreport.com.
Wow.
Anybody can get
those.
Of course.
But that's a great idea. You know what you're looking at.
We have found that it saves a lot of time. In the banking side, it may not be that they can get a bank loan because of a bankruptcy or something in the past.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they can't do a business. They just need to start looking in the right direction and not wasting a lot of time.
Right. You mentioned the word angel. So you've got resources available other than just conventional lending.
Angels are – there's formal networks, and then there's angels that you meet sitting on a picnic bench at the park. Those are harder to find, but we actually troll for them with our clients. We use that business plan and that strategy oftentimes to find money because it's an investor that you're talking about with that need.
Wow. So you hook them, you broker them two together as well.
We try to put the client need in front of people that have money that could fund it. And it may not be possible for a bank.
Wow, so, that's wonderful.
But the client develops the need first through the business plan. Then they troll for the angels, meaning like you do with fishing. They put out a line and start trying to get somebody to strike.
Are there angels out there? Are there quite a few?
There are. Yeah. It's amazing. People that have already done it in life, they have a nest egg, and they're getting, you know, 0.5% with the big bank on the savings account. They might be looking for things they could do. They're not going to throw their money away.
Right.
But if they see some young business person that they could invest in and do good, it's a real opportunity right now.
We're getting the same message, ladies and gentlemen. It is. The time is now. There's no doubt about it. Candace, the medical profession, if somebody has Googled you, which they probably have by now, they basically have seen that you are niching the medical profession. How industry diversified are you? Do you lend? Do you lend to anybody?
We do. I mean, we have a client who actually brokers airplane parts. We have physicians of all types. We do a lot with the dental community as well. We have a charter school. I mean, just very diverse. We really take that small business niche very seriously.
And that's wonderful. Now, you have three branches in town now?
We do. We have our home offices in Avondale. We have a branch on Scottsdale Road, just north of Jackrabbit. And we're very proud to be in downtown Buckeye as well.
Wow, that's a diverse and now let me ask you, if somebody's listening in Prescott or, say, Flagstaff, can you lend there as well?
We can. Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing about the SBA programs. I mean, the other thing, when we were talking about opportunity, we're really able to help some businesses who have a debt hangover from the recession. Mm-hmm. So if you've got debt and we can prove that
we've got debt.
It's kept me in shoes for a long time.
What is that about? So you will actually refinance?
We can refi that through the SBA and amortize it out over 10 years.
Wow, wonderful.
So it gives them some breathing room and opportunity to do new things with their business.
That's incredible for all of us who have debt out there. Now, what does your small business need? Maybe we can help. You want to email your questions, thoughts, or concerns to steve@thestevehenryshow.com. Or you can give me a call. That's right. I'll put my number out there, too, by golly. It's 855-STEVE-55. That's 855-STEVE-55. We'll be right back with Mark Engel, Maricopa SBDC, and Candace Wiest, president of the West Valley National Bank. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Steve Henry Show. Steve's guests include Mark Engel, Maricopa Community College's Small Business Development Center, and Candace Wiest, president and CEO of West Valley National Bank. We're talking about raising capital. Back to Steve on News Talk 92.3 KTAR.
We got so much cash here. It's unbelievable. Help is on the way. My social media people are going to hate me for this, but the preface to my new book, Who Are You Listening To?, will be posted Monday on our Facebook page and our website at thestevehenryshow.com for the entire up-to-the-minute happenings at The Steve Henry Show, and there are several. You want to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You know, we're talking again about that business plan. I can't get this out of my head. Candace, how long should this perfect roadmap of my company's future be?
I think it depends on the complexity of your business. So really what I look for is, I need to see a budget. Mm-hmm. I need to understand who your target market is, what your profit margins are, and how you're going to market this new product, for example.
Okay.
Candace will probably kick me under the table, but okay. When we counsel people to present to the bank, uh-huh. we tell them not to make it too long. You got to make it interesting.
Exactly right.
Are we talking one page, two page? What are we looking at?
No, you know, half a dozen, 12 pages will do. Uh-huh. It's not the, you know, 4 inches of paper that people think about. But the other part is, we watch a banker read a business plan. They read the first few pages and then they skip to the numbers. So we want to make sure that you have financial projections and numbers that are good, make sense. Because that's what they're reading. That's what they're looking at. Is it credible?
Right.
Is it pie in the sky, or is it grounded in reality? And that's where we really try to help our clients to get more grounded, have good assumptions.
And that's what I was going to say. The other thing is, we really need to understand how they derive those assumptions. What are the underlying facts underneath those assumptions? And that really is the starter for us. Mm-hmm. And I think we mentioned earlier, how do people decide to get into a business? I have to tell you, we've seen a couple of them where it's like, we have these great jobs and we're quitting and we're going to go start X kind of shop, whatever that might be. We asked, have you ever done that? No.
Really?
Well, why do you want to do that? Well, I like that product, so I'm sure I'd be very good at it. Well, for us is
chances not too good. But let me ask you this. Does a company have to have revenue to get a loan?
Yes.
They do. Okay, so they can't be a startup without revenue.
You can be a startup. I mean, it just depends. You mentioned the people that get laid off.
Right.
And, you know, they've made widgets for 20 years. They're mm-hmm. going to go out on their own and they're going to make widgets. There are ways to do some of that without angel investment. But we also want to look and see, what are their resources? Mm-hmm. What if this doesn't work? And mm-hmm. what are they willing to put up in the form of collateral to get you to the next step, till you make sure that plan really works and is executed and they have a track history.
Steve, you've lit on, though, one important point, which is, for startups, keep the day job until the business calls you away, because you do need revenue to live on.
Right.
And a lot of businesses think they're going to start making money immediately. It doesn't work that way in the real world. It takes time to get a business profitable. So keep the day job until the business calls you away.
And see, that's the advice that you offer. And that's wonderful advice, because a lot of us do that. And it's too late by the time we realize we've told the boss where to go. And we don't have revenue yet. So that's the fine line we walk, isn't it, Mark? For sure. Does somebody have to be enrolled in the Maricopa County or Maricopa College system to qualify for an SBDC program?
Everybody that is a taxpayer in Maricopa County can participate as a constituent in our program. You don't have to be enrolled in the college, but we treat everybody like constituents, okay? So all you need to do is come in and sign a form. There's no cost to the service we provide.
Wow.
And the only commitment that we require is their time and and energy in putting together a successful business.
Wow. Now, if someone has a grueling schedule, say Monday through Friday, they are working, they want to make that leap. Are the weekends available? Do you offer offerings on weekends, Mark?
We do by appointment, and we work on weekends. We do trade fairs and things, whatever it requires. A lot of things that we do are after hours, you know, our classes and our training programs. So we try to be there for our clients to help them when they need it.
Wow. I've got tons of questions. I'm just going to go down the line, jump in, whoever wants to answer this. Aaron in Phoenix, does it matter, Mark or Candace, to small business in Arizona, who wins the election?
I think there are a lot of things to look at. For example, one of the things that was passed under this administration was Dodd-Frank, 2,000 pages of rules. So far. So, yeah, I think small business ought to be out there in force and say, hey, you know, what are you doing to make it easier to get capital? Because I don't think the business community understands the connection between the box the regulators and have put the banks in to some degree during this recession, and they aren't the bad guys. It really comes from Congress and the White House. So it does matter.
There's your answer. Yeah. Mark, how would you like to respond?
Yeah, I think you have to ask the candidate what their views are on small business and where they stand on those issues. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, for example, is very strong in being advocates for small business without crossing party lines, without becoming a political advocate. But nonetheless, there are candidates have different views on these things. Just watching those Republican debates has been very interesting.
Indeed. So over 50% of the small businesses are home-based. Candace, do you fund someone who operates solely from the home?
We actually have done a few of those. It's a little harder. Mm-hmm. For example, if you want a MasterCard machine, a lot of home-based businesses can't get those. They're just not established enough. So it's a little more difficult. Uh-huh. I won't say we haven't done it, but I will tell you it's a little more difficult.
But getting easier all the time, Steve.
Don't you love these two? I mean, this is a great game we've got going on here.
Just go to the public market in Phoenix and do a purchase on a credit card. They're using their phones with little strips on the top.
There's the answer.
It's a great world we live in.
Great answer. Could someone with a great business topic reach out to you, Mark, and offer a free workshop to the SBDC? I know a radio personality who has a conference room right here at the KTR studios. Any interest in that, by chance?
We do a lot of that. I try to get subject matter experts to do our programs for us. We're partners to Phoenix SCORE, which is a very viable, active group. And so we try not to compete with them. We try to offer things that complement them. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of what I'm doing is the more advanced topics for small business. Mm-hmm. SCORE does a program called the 5-Step, which is just a phenomenal introduction to new businesses. So what we're trying to do, we're partners with anyone. We're trying to get people to utilize the resources that are available. They're low cost, no cost. In the Valley, there's a lot of people doing some great things. So
there's another resource that's really great, too. ASBA, the Arizona Small Business Association, they are terrific. They can help save money on products and insurances, and they really do a wonderful job for small businesses. Mm.
That's like $125 a year to join ASBA, but, boy, they do a great job with advocacy, with events. In fact, Candace and I met at an ASBA event, so we were just talking about that earlier.
Wow. All right. Well, Lisa in Tulsa, can a business get a loan that has no revenue? We talked about that. Candace, you're pretty specific on that. Mark, do you know anybody who can actually loan on a company without revenue?
Let's talk a little bit about that home-based business, because a lot of them don't need to borrow from a bank initially. Mm-hmm. They can actually get started with an internet home-based business, and they can do some really marvelous things today without a lot of capital. And, you know, if in the old days you used to say, do you buy a computer or not? Today, if you can't afford a computer, you can't afford a business. Mm-hmm. But you can do a lot of things at home and online where you won't need the bank as a partner initially. And then when you grow and you get to be adding employees, needing warehousing and distribution and shipping, then definitely you're going to need to have a bank as a partner to finance those kinds of growth. But everybody starts small online. Mm-hmm. And so you can do a lot without having to go borrow a lot of money and put yourself in hock.
And I think that's where the SBA comes in, is a really good interim step to allow a bank like mine to really say, look, these guys have been operating on a home-based business. They do, for every dollar of debt they have a $1.25 in income. That's the rule. So basically, it's very helpful to start like that. And then when you need it, the SBA is a good step. And then there's a time after that when you're not going to need the SBA.
Are there any industries that you don't lend to, Candace, automatically?
Typically, we don't. Anybody who's got severe environmental impact kind of issues, it's too hard for a community bank to monitor all of that. We don't do bars or restaurants because of the failure rate. Just industries that have big sort of legal risk, for example, companies that do PayPal online kind of payment things. There are a lot of new regulations about money laundering that you have to be careful about some of that.
About 30 seconds left for each of you. What would you like to leave the audience with, Mark, today listening to the show?
Just that there's so much out there for you to get in the way of help. Mm-hmm. And having a good banker that can help guide you through the process, too. You don't have to make application before you talk to your bank, get to know your bank. So,
and again, your cell phone number and your office lead.
We're at 480-784-0590.
Candace, about 30 seconds to you again.
I just want to say there is money out there. The banks want to lend. West Valley National Bank has a lot of money to lend. My cell is 623-229-8415. Thank you.
You cannot get it any better than that, ladies and gentlemen. You've got the 1-2 punch here to get your business up off the ground and running. Don't forget, next week we have a very special show. It's Roxana Green live in the studio. We're going to help promote that book of hers, and her courage and her story is unbelievable. You don't want to miss that on the Steve Henry Show next Saturday at 12 o'clock. We thank you all for participating in this week. I hope we passed along some great information to you. Go out there. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Thanks again.